Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You mentioned AI. There's a new study out that it was talking about which occupations do Americans think will be most affected by advances in AI, artificial intelligence. So the largest percentages believe that AI will decrease the number of jobs available in fields of manufacturing,
really,
customer service, and retail sales.
See, I would have thought that manufacturing and sales would have had to have that personal, you know, physical ability to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's automated assembly lines for cars and, you know, car manufacturers and stuff like that. But
that's
you still
true.
Have to be, I mean, you still have to have humans there. AI is most likely to be expected to increase the total number of jobs available in computer programming, data science, and engineering. So hence, you know, Joe Biden telling you to learn to code.
You know, he was ahead of his time, wasn't he?
I'm getting rid of all the fossil fuels and coal mining jobs, so you better learn to code.
He was a visionary. Who knew?
So, yeah, up to 80% of workers could see their jobs impacted by artificial intelligence is what this study said.
I don't like it, man. Like, I see some of these deep fake pictures. I hear some audio. Like, there's a video I think Barstool posted of just some random white dude laying his voice down on a track. He wrote his own lyrics, but there was a program that made it sound like Kanye West was rapping it.
No kidding. There's AI radio DJs. I think we had the audio of that a couple of days ago.
His name is Rob Kendall.
Here is a little tribute, an unfortunate tribute about AI taking over the world from Hammer and Nigel.
Hey, all you human workers, sing along. Everything you had to learn, AI knows. And that job that you thought was yours, to AI it goes. With a search here and a chat there. Here a search, there a chat. We don't need to interact, not so sure. I like this farm of stuff that AI grows.
And that was obviously to the tune of old McDonald. I went into McDonald's the other day. I don't think they want you going into McDonald's anymore. They either want you to do.
They don't want you going into McDonald's
because I order like $80 worth of food. Of course, I love they love me there. But they don't want you. If you do go into McDonald's, it's the kiosk, right? It's the giant kiosk. You're not interacting with a human being at all. You can order at the counter, but there's hardly any space. There's just one cash register.
Right.
You know what I mean? They've redid the inside of this McDonald's by my house in such a way that there's not a lot of room at the cash register, but there's plenty of room at the kiosks.
And when you walk up and stand at that cash register that's up front, they look at you like you just pooped on the floor, man. What do you want?
Use the kiosk, weirdo.
And again, we talked about this the other day. I'm a firm believer in this. All right, fine. I'll start doing all the work, but you better have a rewards card. And just like I'm expected to put a 15% tip on the subway worker when I use my card, I want my rewards card to give me the tip. If I'm
Love
making the order, if I'm at the grocery store checking out the groceries, they should tip me.